Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What day of the week is it?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
What is that?
Best day of my life.
Taco Tuesday is nice.
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it. Stop it.
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it. Stop it.
You're making me so hungry.
It's making me hungry.
Hungry for something new. Hungry for...
Show a show.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
Hello and good morning. Hola.
Good
hola.
Morning. Yeah, hola, hola.
I just have a craving for tacos now.
Yes.
I think I blew it though, you guys. I know. I made fajitas for dinner last night.
Oh.
Funny thing is, I said to Eric, I said, hey, I think we're going to have fajitas or tacos for dinner. He goes, it's not Taco Tuesday.
He would seem like a guy that if it's not on a Tuesday, he's not eating a taco.
I said, I don't care what day it is, I'm making fajitas for dinner tonight.
Are you guys too young to remember Prince Spaghetti Day, Wednesdays?
Nope, I remember
day.
That.
Okay, yeah, so.
Sounds familiar. But
we have food every day of the week, right? I mean, designated for food every day. It is Tuesday, yeah. Taco Tuesday, but besides that, it's glorious. The sunrise this morning is like off the charts.
It's really going to be nice. A gorgeous day. 85 degrees today, sunny, less humid than yesterday, too.
Like
and
it.
A little breezy. So if it is hot, you got the breeze to cool you off. Beautiful.
And I begin this Tuesday with many questions about Major League Baseball. What in the hell is going to happen with this season? It's already been a mess. 60 games reduced. Now, we're taking like weeks off for players that have COVID. And Jason, you're telling me that they may be using taxi squad players
to
fill in the gap?
Well, they have 30 members on their taxi squad now, which is more than they've had. So, like the Marlins, they had two guys that had tested positive a couple days ago. And then yesterday, 8 more players and 2 coaches tested positive, right? So now that's 10 players and 2 coaches. So they should be able to take the players from the taxi squad. But now, because of that, Philadelphia had to cancel their game yesterday against the New York Yankees because of they just played in Philadelphia. And then the Orioles game got canceled. It's just a big old mess.
It's going to be like a big domino, a bunch of dominoes.
Yeah,
falling,
and
it?
I don't know when it's going to stop or if it'll stop. I have a feeling this season's not going to finish.
Maybe we should have canceled last night's game. We lost 14-6. Not a great showing last night.
Homer got lit up.
A very nice tribute to number 6 Al Kaline.
Yes.
We'll share it with you later.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
That's a question we're asking this morning. How many of you have actually gone back into the office or the factory or the shop or the store, wherever you work? And how many of you are still working remotely, they call it? Because this story is going to get bigger and bigger. And here's my concern about the domino effect of these changes.
Okay.
What in the world is going to happen to rental property, giant office buildings? Because I think we're seeing something that's the wave of the future, and the real estate industry is going to be, the commercial real estate industry is going to be reeling. Google employees now can work from home until 1 year from now, July of 2021. They're going to have the option to work from home until then. This came by way of an email from the CEO yesterday. They want to give the employees the ability to plan ahead, so they're extending their global allowance for 1 year.
You speak of dominoes, and this is the first one, because other tech companies are going to follow suit.
Already done.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah,
no, already done. Jack Dorsey, the CEO of both Twitter and Square, told employees at both firms they can work from home permanently if they choose to do so.
Whoa. You know, originally a lot of these people have been saying you can go back, or the plan is to go back in January, mm-hmm. which I've always kind of shaken my head a little bit going, January, that's like the middle of winter and flu season and all right. of that. So I'm not thinking that's going to happen. I was just talking to Eric, by the way, about that whole real estate idea. You look at places like New York City, I mean, even yes. downtown Detroit, everywhere around the country, and you wonder if employers are now realizing they can get productivity out of their people at home. Even moving forward, is it going to be maybe a year from now, will it be 3 days a week you come to the office, 2 days you stay home, and offices, they don't need as much space? It could be a real problem.
Yes, and not only that, you don't have to necessarily now be in the same city that your right. building is in. So like if you're paying high rent in California, but you can work in Detroit for a company in California, mm-hmm. that means California residential real estate will be suffering for all of this as well. And by the way, just so you guys know, we were supposed to go back into the studio September. Remember? That was the originally the thought that was going to happen. A few weeks ago, they said, now it's looking more like it could be the first of the year.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3
WOMC. So I was scrolling around our Facebook page yesterday, and I see somebody posted from, I think it was WWJ. We share stuff with them all the time, our sister station. A wacky story out of China, which reminded me of my mailing
vomit
from China
story.
With the Chinese vomit inside that I called the authorities on. You may recall this story.
It was just cleaning product.
Oh, I recall it all right. It was a product JJ ordered that he forgot because he orders so many stupid things that he sees on TV, and it broke open in the envelope, but he thought it was COVID-laced
vomit.
Well,
I put my hand in the envelope to pull whatever it was in there out there, and the first thing I felt was a semi-mushy liquid substance like vomit.
So, and you were needless freaking to say, out. It was the
I couldn't
heart
get
of COVID.
My hand. It was in the heart of COVID, and I'm like, I've got some COVID-infected vomit from a Chinese worker making 12 cents an hour packing this thing. He was deathly ill, but still going to work for the 12 cents an hour. It just happened to throw up in the package because there was nowhere else available, and then mailed it on off to us.
So you called the cops?
I did. Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. It turned out just to be the product he ordered.
Yes, but here's the thing, and I will say it again. When you order something like that from China, the cheap stuff like that you buy on the internet or whatever, it takes 3 months to get here. I don't know why, but it does. So you forget.
Well, there's a big ocean.
But the guy that puked swimming it off? Is that what's going on? He's
what?
Just...
what?
I know there's planes. It shouldn't take 3 months. I mean, whatever. Okay. All right.
Which leads us to the story that I read yesterday. Unmarked seeds to plant in the ground. So agricultural experts and authorities are saying don't plant them.
Don't even open them if you get something from China. They're saying that you didn't order, right?
Right. Exactly. The suspicion maybe is that
you know what I think? When someone says, hey, if you get a package that you don't know what it is, and especially if it's from China, hey, do us a favor. Don't open it. And my response is,
no. Really? what they're concerned about is that this is some kind of invasive species, right, of plant. That's what they're concerned about. That'll start growing like wildfire and killing everything else off that is in the neighborhood of these seeds. They're unmarked and unsolicited, apparently, but they're coming from China.
But it also says some of them are packaged and labeled as jewelry, you guys, which makes it even more weird, right?
Yeah, strange.
This is jewelry and it's seeds. So, yeah, don't plant those for sure.
Well,
don't eat them either. Just throw them out.
Maybe seeds in Chinese is actually jewelry. Who knows?
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
So here's the question. What song has been performed live more than any other song in history?
How do you
keep track of something like that?
That's
probably
I,
slightly some kind of guesswork.
No, we didn't. Somebody
yeah,
else
we
did.
Didn't keep track. It's the band's PR that put it.
Loudwire.com is the website that put this poll out. The 50 okay. they did 50 different rock bands, right? And out of all these rock, like AC/DC to Blind Melon to Oasis, any kind of rock over the years, right?
Wow.
And it set, and they wanted to know what was the most played song by each of those bands. And the number one song for this person who had the most, I mean, blew my mind.
What's your guys' guess? It's a Detroit artist, right? So that helps you all narrow it down if you're listening right now.
Right.
This
so
was
that
my
being
guess.
Said, yes.
That one was rolling around in my head too. But then I start thinking. Then I start thinking a Detroit artist, that could be anything. That could be like a Motown song. And I'm thinking, how many times have the Temptations performed this one?
Yeah.
Now, the only right. thing I would say about that is there's been so many variations of the Temptations over time that I don't know if that would count in the survey or not.
Joanne, okay, what's your guess?
What about our very own Material Girl? What about this one?
Ooh, that's a good one because
right?
How many world tours has she done with how many multiple concerts?
Exactly.
Who else?
But no.
Else
none of
is
those.
From
none of those.
That would be
well,
that
how
popular.
About Eminem, Kid Rock?
Oh.
Right?
Well, they're too young, though, I think.
I know, really. Probably.
To set that kind of a record. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of young whippersnappers compared
now,
to
yes.
this guy. And 743 times he's performed this song live.
No way. And that takes the number one spot,
the
Chase?
Number one
that's
spot.
It?
Yep.
Who would have thought?
Alice Cooper. School's out. How about it? Very appropriate for right now. Right?
It's JJ and Joanne. And Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You got me hooked on this stupid list now, Jason. I hate it when you do this because now I'm going to be thinking about this all day. I'm going to be thinking of bands. In the back of my head, gee, I wonder what their most popular song was that they played more than anything else live. So it turns out the number one played song ever from a rock band, I guess. We're narrowing it down to that. I'm looking at the list. There's some bands I never heard of on here, but they play their song a lot. School's Out, Alice Cooper, 7,000 sometimes. I don't know, 2,700 sometimes. And I would have guessed 18. I would have guessed I'm 18 and not School's Out, but there you go. That's all I know. So,
well, and I wanted to know Bob Seger, right? Because we were mentioning Bob Seger, and we thought maybe old time rock and roll. He's actually not on the list, which I find crazy how he's not listed on
that
list.
I think this is more metal than it is rock and roll. These are more metal bands as I read more about it.
Alice in Chains is in there.
For example, let's try this one, you guys. What do you think is the most played song from Guns N' Roses?
Paradise City.
Sweet Child of Mine.
So, not... That's number three on their list.
Oh.
And what was yours, Joanne? Oh,
mine is Sweet Child of Mine.
That's actually number two on their list. Number one on their list
Are you serious?
Welcome to the Jungle. They've played this 921 times live.
Wow.
All right, can I ask you a question, though? I find so weird about this. Okay, the three songs we mentioned, hugely popular songs. So what concert did they perform that they didn't perform the other one? Do you know what I mean? It seems to me like Paradise City was the most popular, the exact same amount.
It says on here, Paradise City was performed 859 times, and Welcome to the Jungle was 921 times. So you're telling me there was 60-some concerts that they didn't do? One song?
Or maybe they just performed, like just went to a bar, showed up, and just played... Just one song.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
or a private,
you know what
or
mean?
A private party
it
or
could
something
be,
like
who
that.
Knows
you know,
what
a
it
corporate
is.
A corporate gig where they only had two songs to play or whatever.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3
WOMC. It's a list of artists and how many times they have played their songs live in concert. We learned that the number one song ever played in concert was Alice Cooper's School's Out. Played 2,700 times or something.
Somewhere. I don't have the number right now anymore.
Number.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Big,
but it's crazy the amount of times they played it.
What you got for us? Because this is sort of, you're in charge.
Next group that we're going to try and see if you guys can figure out what the number one most played song that they've done in concert. Let's try Def Leppard. You can hear him right here all the time on OMC.
Oh, yeah. Okay, can I go first?
Let's try to see if you guys can do it. Joanne, what is your guess?
Pour Some Sugar on Me, hands down.
It's a great guess. It's wrong. That's their third.
What was it, though? Was it
their third most? So that's 1,789 times they have performed that song live.
Okay. All right,
JJ, what you got?
Photograph.
That's number two on their list. Very close to their number one song. 1,939 times.
And
the number one song, it beat it by 10. But 1,949.
Yeah, let me do it. Let me do it. Alvin Globin.
Rock of Ages.
Alvin Globin. Once Photograph and Paradise City were off the table, I knew it had to be this one.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a concert song, you know.
This is a great tune.
And it's one of the greatest intros of all time for a rock song.
It's hard to believe these bands have performed that many times, you know?
Incredible. All right. You know what? Should we waste everybody's time and do this our entire show today? Every break?
All morning. Now till 10.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
The ball game. Nope, there'll be none of that this year in 2020, unless you want to get a crane. And I know I'm sending you a curveball here, no pun intended, but these guys had this idea in the midst of COVID to watch NASCAR races. They rented a crane, you know, one of those cherry picker things, so could rise up above everything else and not be a part of the crowd. But no crowd last night at Tiger Stadium, unfortunately. The only thing that was crowded was Kansas City players at home plate, apparently, because the Tigers, they got killed last night, 14-6 for the Detroit Tiger home opener here yesterday.
You know, another sign of the times. I didn't see a picture of this, but I was reading about this, how there was actually an argument the night before in baseball between the manager and the umpire, as they're often
the Pittsburgh game.
And the guy gets, the ump puts his mask on, the manager gets all heated up, he gets his mask
before that, the manager got tossed from the game. Right? So he had just gotten tossed. And so he come out and he has one of the face shields. So basically it's like, they just pulled it right up over. So he put his mask on as he's walking out. The umpire's digging in his pocket, pulls out a surgical mask, right? The best part. One of the loops breaks as he pulls it out of his pocket. So he's got it around one ear and he's holding it up on the other. And they're standing 6 feet apart, arguing the call and everything. He's like, get out of here.
It's like the Charlie Brown shit. I think the way they scream and spit, though, normally, I think they need to be 10 feet apart.
Someone had a suggestion that they should have a piece of plexiglass, like, behind home plate, right? So that somebody stands on one side, the other stands on the other side, up against the middle, and like,
oh my gosh.
One more thing from the Tiger game last night. Apparently, they brought to back Jose Feliciano, and if you asked me yesterday if he was still alive, I would have to say I have no idea.
No,
apparently he is, but it was sort of the tribute, because he did that sort of different version of the national anthem, remember, back in 68? So he was here to visit again, make an appearance in tribute to Al Kaline, who we lost this year. We're going to share that with you shortly. But we do have an update on Major League Baseball from our Sports Center here.
Welcome back to Sports Center with our MLB update. The Marlins and Orioles score on Monday, postponed. And the Phillies and Yankees score, postponed. And the scores in the rest of the league, MLB 0, COVID-19.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
So over the years, I got to know Mr. Kaline pretty well for a variety of different reasons. Number one, he was a good pal of my ex-father-in-law. And for a time, we were all at the same golf club together. So there would be some golf involved. I'd see him in the clubhouse all the time. And, you know, we used to do our show every year for one weekend from spring training down in Lakeland, where things are a little more relaxed and you can let your hair down a little bit. And he was very generous with his time on the air with us down there as well. And, of course, he was a character on our show for so many years. He was pretty indifferent about it, but his son absolutely despised us for doing it.
You know what? My dad told me the same thing. I was over at his house. He showed me a picture of him with LK Line at some roast, and he said the same thing. He said because they did a character of K Line in the show, and my dad always thought that Al himself didn't really like the character. So,
well, yes, I agree with that. But I think it was based on not so much him as much as he was reflecting his son's opinion of the whole thing. Anyway, we lost him this year. Very sad. Yeah. If you start running down a list of great men of Detroit, Al Kaline has to be somewhere high above on that list.
Absolutely.
And they
paid him a very nice tribute at last night's opening day game.
This is Alan Trammell.
There's a reason why he's Mr. Tiger. He signed out of high school again in 1953. 67 years later, he's still with the same organization. Not too many people can say that in any walk of life.
I was one of the luckiest Major League Baseball players ever to have lived for being able to spend my entire 22-year career here in a Tiger uniform.
That's fantastic. And it went on, wasn't it like 2.5 minutes or something last night? And it was a beautiful tribute to him.
Yeah, I'll retweet it onto our OMC's Twitter page so you guys can see it. Brad Galley put the video up yesterday from Channel 7, so we'll make sure you get that up there. And it was great to hear all the players, former and current Tigers, talking about the influence that he's had on them over the years. Absolutely amazing. And they're going to have the six patch on their arms for the whole season. And I believe next
night. Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits,
104.3 WOMC. I love this thing that we found, this article we found. You guys are going to be blown away. We found something that there are all these things, everyday things that we use, that we have learned were designed for things that you probably never even wondered why they were there, but there is actual purposes for them. Really, really cool.
This one blows my mind, and I'm not sure I even believe it. Jason, I don't know if you even know this one. We didn't discuss it really, but, you know, on like lined paper you get in school kind of thing, there's always a margin along the sides. And in the old days, there actually was a margin on both sides of the page. And the reason is not so the teacher could write nasty comments about how wrong you were with your answer.
No, that's how it
or
was
correct
me.
You. I know, of me course. Too. That was the whole margin. Yeah, that was the entire margin. But the reason they did that in the old days is because, generally speaking, people lived with rats in their homes. And rats love to eat everything, but they love to eat paper. So they put margins on your writings so that if the rats nibbled away at it, you weren't losing the information that was on the page. They were just eating the margins.
Now, I know it's the kids who designed that because they wanted the rats to eat away all the nasty comments from the teachers, right? So that makes sense now. It wasn't the teachers.
Yes.
All right, I found one that blew my mind. You know that drawer below your oven or your stove or whatever? That little drawer, I usually keep like frying pans in it because they're low.
Big,
it's just perfect, right? They're big and they're low and it's okay.
And
that's why I thought it was
for. I do the same thing. Other until recently, I didn't have like a skinny cabinet drawer to put like cutting boards in or you know, like cookie sheets, that kind of thing. So I always kept all of that stuff in the drawer underneath. That's not what it's for.
It wasn't actually designed for that. That drawer is actually designed to keep your food warm before you're ready to serve it. So if your oven is there and your oven had been on, that then if you put the food in the drawer, it's almost like a warming drawer. I mean, I've seen people in homes who actually pay for a warming drawer, right?
Yes.
This essentially is a warming drawer. Never in my life thought about that, ever. All did you guys?
No, absolutely
no?
not.
No? Jason?
Yes,
you?
I knew that.
Oh, shoot.
My grandma
told
you that.
Your grandma told you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
smart
cool.
grandma.
And I've never used it, but I mean, I knew that's what it was for.
Well, now it keeps my cookie sheets warm.
Warm. Exactly.
And then this one is shocking. You know, people wear hats like the ski hats and all that stuff. And then sometimes there's like a fluffy pom-pon on top of the hat.
Pom-pom, yeah. Right,
and you thought, it's decoration, right?
Just looks good.
it has a purpose. Or it did, anyway. Back in like the 1700s, French sailors would put those on their hats on the ship so they wouldn't bang their head on in close quarters during rough seas.
No way.
No kidding.
Yes. So if in rough seas, all of a sudden you go, and you bang your head on what's above you, you got a pom-pom protecting
it. A lot of the times, those little pom-poms, they have the sewn on. So like where the thread is, like that little knot that they sew on,
that's right on the very top
of your head. So when you hit it, you're like, doosh, you smoke your head.
Yep, very true. Hey, before we get to your mind-blowing one, I want to tell you something about hangers, wood hangers. You ever realize, I mean, they look nice, right? And they're heavy and they keep nice, heavy things nice on the hanger. Yes. But did you know that the actual purpose of them is that most of them are made from cedar wood, which repels bugs and moths? And that's why wood hangers came into existence.
Jason, of
course, is nodding his head. So Jason is clearly more intelligent than
my grandma
all of
told
us
me all
morning.
These things. I read this list
she
yesterday.
Was so
that
smart.
I was like, Nan told me this.
Have you
she told
not,
me this. She told me that.
Aww.
Have you not learned, Joanne, in these months yes. we've been working together, how much useless crap he has under that baseball hat every day?
I honestly don't remember important things, but useless, mundane, just stupid stuff I have in my head. I don't know why.
So here's the one that I was surprised at a little bit. You know how difficult it is to get Heinz ketchup out of the Heinz bottle sometimes, right? There must be like a little air pocket gets stuck, and it's so thick you can't shake it out. Sometimes you got to stick a knife in there to get it started. Yeah. You know, to prime the pump a little bit. What?
No, one simple trick.
I can tell you how to do it if you want to know.
Me too. Just hit the 57.
Bam!
What do you mean?
A 57 right on like the neck.
It's beveled on the bottle.
It's like
there.
A soft spot on the side of the bottle. No. You squeeze that in.
Wow. No, it's
like raised glass.
Yeah, it's like a part of the glass, and you pop that right on the side, and that is it. It creates the air pocket for it to come out. I used to pull a prank on my brother all the time because he used to hit it from the bottom. And I'm like, you know that force that you hit it with the bottom, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, do an exact same amount of force, but on the side. And so he did. And it was just like. He hated me for that one.
I bet.
Come on, King. More proof. Come to us for all your useless information every morning.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WONC.
Just an interesting little piece. I think you guys might like Stairway to Heaven. You know the song, right? It's great. And I'm taking credit for this whole thing because I'm sure that Bono and The Edge are followers of mine on Facebook.
Yeah,
of course.
And I posted, coincidentally, the other day, this really wonderful flash mob edition done a couple of years ago in Portugal. That's awesome.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, because before this video, before they started singing, what we're going to play here in a second, they made a statement. They said that Led Zeppelin's the greatest rock band of all time. Do you agree with that?
Oh.
No, I don't.
No.
Look, I've already told you, I've been down this road before with you guys. In my view, the Rolling Stones have stood the test of time more than anybody else. They are the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
Journey.
However, no.
Godsmack. They're my favorite.
I've already told you, we've got to the top four on
Nickelback.
My list.
What?
And we argue about the fifth one. So it's the Beatles, it's the Stones, it's Led Zeppelin, and The Who. And then I threw in the Eagles as number five in my top five.
Oh, that's good. Then Journey.
So...
Where does Post Malone land on that list? Because
see, I don't know. It was written in the margins. I've lost it. The rats ate it. So Bono and The Edge are together. They're working on just launching some new kind of a show, their own channel someplace. And so they're spending time together, and they were musing about the fact that they love their road crew, their Irish road crew, and they kind of miss them because obviously there's no tour going on right now. And they said that during setup for all of their shows, the road crew would always listen to Led Zeppelin. So the two of them did like a 2-minute version of Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway. Heaven, when she gets there she knows if the stores are all closed. With one word, she can get what she came for.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
A little musical tribute to the Road Crew. Yeah. Good for them.
We'll get that full video up on our website here in a minute.
Right, 8-minute song, right? The real song's 8 minutes long.
Yeah,
I remember that from
two.
Fun Nights back in seventh grade. Fun Nights. The boys loved when the songs were 8 minutes for the slow dances, I'll tell you.
That's how the 7 minutes in heaven came about, you know?
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Not COVID.
People are driving their cars off the road right now, holding their hand in front of the speaker on their car radio so they don't catch anything from us. Isn't it weird how we're so connected to this thing? You go into a store and if you feel like you got a cough, you can't.
Yeah.
You're
going
to
frighten everybody
not
else.
To. I know.
Yes.
Yesterday I was out going to Home Depot and I went to walk out of my truck. I got my mask. I'm putting it on. And I make 6 steps from my truck. My mask is on. All of a sudden, it comes over me. Oh, my God. I'm about to sneeze something fierce right now. Do I take my mask down and sneeze? Do I sneeze into my mask? What the hell do I do? Oh, my God. There's people around me. They're all going to look at me, right? So what do I do? And this is all going through my head in a matter of seconds, right?
Of course.
So I turn around and I walk towards my truck. And it just unleashes a double sneeze, like loud. It
in
hurt
your
my
mask?
Chest. Well, I pulled my mask down.
Oh, good. All right.
Because I didn't want to feel that on my inside of my mask.
No,
right?
You don't.
I was turned away from everybody. I was almost at my truck and I did it, right? And then I'm looking around like, oh my God, who saw me do this? Now, this isn't the first time because now my allergies are starting to kick in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which allergy it is, but it's something starting to kick in for me the last 3 or 4 days. I really, really have been having problems like holding it in. Like, oh, my God, I can't do it in a store. I don't want to do it around people. Yep. And because everyone's going to think I got COVID.
Yes,
I sneeze and I say, not COVID. Like, I'm like if I'm with my friends and I sneeze or I cough or even with you guys in the morning here. It's like you feel compelled to say, I'm good. I promise I'm good.
Yeah,
I
good.
Think I am anyway.
But you should be aware, Jason, that the state monitors all of the video cameras on these various public places. And if they see somebody like you sneeze, you're automatically on the tracker.
I just want to make this disclaimer right now. It's not COVID. It's my allergies. That's the reason for my raspy, gaspy cough.
I went to the store. I wore my mask for sure, 'cause you don't know where everybody's been. I got weak in the knees amongst the groceries. I pulled my mask down and I said, don't mind my cough, my raspy, gaspy cough. Please don't flip me off if I should sneeze. Now I know what you've seen. It's not COVID-19. It's just my stupid summer allergies.
Yes, thank you.
And by the way, if you're sneezing now, it's grass. Grass pollen. I just looked it up, Jace.
All
hi
right, thank you.
Today.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Joanne Purton just serenaded all of us off the air, fortunately. But that's like one of your favorite songs. You love that. You love to croon along with Steve Perry. I know you do.
That also takes me back to junior high days and fun nights.
Slow dancing in the basement.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is an all skate.
All skate, for sure. Bonaventure still smells the same today, I'll tell you. It really does. I don't know what it is about roller skating rinks, but they all have that. Maybe it's a used skate smell. I don't know what it is. But
I'll throw out two words to wrap up that whole discussion about Stairway to Heaven and the slow dance and so on and so forth. Jane Lumley.
All right.
That was her basement. Sixth grade, not seventh, however.
Sixth.
Wow.
Yes.
Scandalous.
And it was slow dancing in Jane Lumley's basement with maybe, I don't know, 8 to 12 people, something like that. All the kids we went to elementary school with.
Yep. And then we'll spin the bottle. Yep.
True story. Hey, let's get serious for just 1 second.
Yes.
Because this, I'm glad he talked about this. Jamie Samuelson from our sister station, The Ticket. You know him from The Ticket, Stoney, Jamie and Stoney show, Fox 2 Sports. He's been a long time in this market as a sportscaster, and he revealed on the show yesterday, that he is battling colon cancer. And has been for like 19 months. So he's putting up the good fight. And every single day he came to work, not mentioning a word, because his philosophy is people tune into their show for some laughs and some insight and some feel-good stuff. You don't want to be a downer and talk about cancer treatment. So he set that aside. Recently, though, he was off for a few days. He got an infection. So I think, I don't know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but my view is that he said, well, I better tell him now that I'm off for a few days from this infection, and it's an opportunity to explain what I have and to encourage people to get checkups all the time.
Yeah, his big push is, look, a lot of people under 50 are being diagnosed. And for a long time, you know, it was at 50 years old, go and get your colonoscopy. Right. And apparently the recommendation now is 45. And he's just strongly encouraging people to go out and get that done because it could save your life. Because he's been in this fight, as we said, 19 months already. And we just want him to know, and his wife, Christy McDonald, who's long time been in media as well in Detroit, and their kids, that we're thinking about him and saying prayers for them. And keep up the good fight. You've got a lot of people.
You've had your colonoscopy.
You
could be right, Joanne.
I have. Yes, I have had a colonoscopy. I sure have. Yep.
No,
and it's easy. The prep is the hardest, you guys, but it's not a big deal
awful.
To do. And you got nothing to worry about, though. You get the propofol. You don't even know what they're doing.
Joanne's
and you're in and out like that.
Propofol. Yeah,
propofol.
I know. It's a great
Michael Jackson's
aesthetic.
Favorite word. Anyway, Jason, you're probably not of the age yet, but you might want to think about it. I don't know.
Yes.
I just turned 40 this year, so
you
now,
can't do it too young, right? I mean,
yeah, I mean, they do have the age recommendations, but if you've got any history in your family, Jace, they would do it for you at 40 and talk to your doctor anyway, because maybe you could get one.
Yeah, done. I don't know about colon cancer, but prostate stuff, yeah, and cancer just in general. It runs
then
in my
talk
family
to your doctor,
like it does for
right?
Everybody.
And again,
so,
as I'll echo what Joanne just said about sending just all the best thoughts in the world to our pal Jamie, been friends for a long time. And he's one of the people that I do miss by not working at the studio any longer. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
We used to see each other in the hallway
smile.
All the time. Yes, always a good greeting, a good conversation.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.